each year we always have the kind of artists that sort of represent the past, present, and future of jazz. One thing that we do have that's happening on the grounds that is kind of a throwback and a 50-year anniversary. Actually, we have two 50-year anniversaries. One is the exhibit that's happening in the Coffee House Gallery, which is celebrating the real ambassadors, the Dave Brubeck piece that was performed and debuted in 1962 at that festival with Louis Armstrong and Carmen McRae. And that has a long history. So it's the 50-year anniversary of that particular performance. There's a talk about that on the grounds, moderated by Bill Miner, that has an interesting sort of historical perspective. But there's actually going to be students from the University of the Pacific who are going to be gathering memories from people, if they were there, about what that was like. So there's actually a tent, like a vendor along the Midway, that's going to be having a video camera and collecting people's memories. So hopefully people that were at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1962 are able to come and get their memories down.
That's very,
that's
very
kind of
cool.
Throwback.
That's very cool. Very, very cool. Great idea.
The other 50th anniversary is one of our vendors, Earl Newman. Earl is kind of the unofficial official poster artist and has been selling at the festival and creating posters for the festival. It's sort of a visual representation of the festival for 50 years. Even when he's the reason why we have posters in the first place. I mean, he created the first posters for the festival, even when the festival was not producing its own. It's his 50th year, actually produced a great poster of a drummer that I guess is supposed to be Shelly Mann, his tribute to Shelly Mann, because Shelly is the person who kind of became his benefactor in the late 50s, early 60s, and kind of championed Earl's work back when Earl was living down there and had made some commissioned artwork for Shelley's Manhole in Los Angeles and Hollywood. It's kind of like, you know, German Bauhaus, kind of, you know, German expressionist looking. Some really interesting stuff. But his poster that he did for this year celebrates the 55th Monterey Jazz Festival, but it happens to be his 50th year as well.
Have you been able to see what's new in the Monterey Jazz Festival concession booth this year?
No, I haven't. They're still,
it's under wraps or
boxes.
Oh, still in boxes.
I haven't been able to. Yeah, all the boxes are still, you know, unopened. I haven't seen what the concessions look like yet. But there'll be the variation on the trumpet player, the kind of purple and black, and the moon in the background. This year's image, it's always kind of based on that image. But yes, the right now, I mean, it's Tuesday. I don't even know what time it is. Some mid afternoon, and mm-hmm. the grounds, I mean, are sort of bustling with some people putting up booths. McCune Sound is starting to set up. After a while, we're going to start hearing sounds coming through the speakers on the Lion stage, and then that's when we know that we're really starting to get there, when we hear, you know, test, and sound being cranked through and bass drums being hit.
So it is.
That's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking at 2:30 on Tuesday. What's the schedule like for you guys right now? I know everybody's really busy. What's going on down there?
Well, like I said, you know, the transformation has begun on the grounds. We have a lot of sort of logistical things that we're putting together. I'm going to send out a press release about our concert for kids, which takes place on the Garden stage on Thursday at about 11:15. And that's the Next Generation Jazz Orchestra that performs live and for free on the Garden stage.
Oh, great.
On Thursday. And, you know, we're just in the middle of trying to get the credentials kind of hacked out and all the press releases for me, you know, put into their packets and creating the packets for the journalists.
And when do the artists start getting in?
I know that Bill Frisell is going to be arriving in town pretty soon, if not today or tomorrow, because they are going to have to rehearse their piece, The Music of Glen Devon Ranch, which is based on his experiences down there back in April. He's going to be coming with his band. They're going to drive down to Big Sur, and they're going to rehearse the piece there, which no one has ever played before. So that's going to take shape over the next couple of days, and it will be debuted on the Jimmy Lyon stage on Saturday night.
Yeah. And I guess some of the other artists, the All-Star Band perhaps, do they get in a little early for rehearsals?
All-Star Band is, there are several All-Star Bands. There's the Next Generation Jazz Orchestra. Those guys are going to be arriving, if not today, but tomorrow. They're coming from all around the country, and some are just coming down from the Bay Area. But then the Monterey Jazz Festival 55th Anniversary All-Stars with Christian McBride and Dee Dee Bridgewater, they should be arriving, I would say, probably Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we also have the Jazz Legends Gala, which is over at the Hyatt that's honoring Jack Dejanet. So Jack should probably be here, I'd say, Wednesday or Thursday. It's exciting to suddenly walk around the corner and then there's one of the artists. So I haven't seen any yet, though.
After months of work, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Months and months. Well, actually, from a year. I mean, I walked in, and I sort of joked. I was like, "Am I late?" You know, because it feels like the festival just ended last year. Everyone just remarked about how fast this year has gone by, and maybe that's, you know, due to age or working here, you know, for a few years, but it's just, I can't believe it. I roll up and can't believe that it's been another year and we're about to go into another festival.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you. I guess I'll see you Friday night. And
you sure will.
Yeah. You take care, Timothy Orr. Thank you for joining us. Marketing Associate, Media Relations for the Monterey Jazz Festival.